This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say your mama, too.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Raise spirited conversation this morning. Football's back, baby. We are fired up. We're excited to talk a little college football, too. Terps football off and running. Good win last week to open the season. They beat Florida Atlantic. They got a big game tomorrow night against Northern Illinois, and folks are excited about the Terps.
Illinois, they like, well, I don't know if they got the same coach, but they used to run that option, boy.
I mean, you know, the Huskies, Northern Illinois Huskies, had a big win last year. They took down Notre Dame.
We played them when I was in college.
Was it the same division or what?
No, they came down to us once. We went up to them. Boy, it was so damn cold up there. Oh, my Lord. When they came down to Louisiana, they ran into a buzzsaw, dog.
Took them down?
4 touchdowns.
There you go.
200-plus yards rushing.
Northern Illinois' coach is Thomas Hammack. He was the one. He was there last year when they took down Notre Dame. Hammack has led Northern Illinois to 2 bowl wins in 7 seasons as the head coach and is already tied in 7 years, tied for the 3rd most career wins. Northern Illinois is a good team, man. That MAC conference is tough. We are very excited to welcome in our friend Mike Loxley to the program. Coach, how are you?
What up, Mike?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, fella?
Man, we good, brother. How you feeling?
You know, day before game, man, trying to dot I's, cross T's, and keep us healthy.
I believe it. Coach, you know, I got to meet Malik. You and I were there together last year at the Annapolis Touchdown Club dinner, and I was really struck by Malik's balance of, I mean, truly his size stood out to me for a young man that's hadn't even played college football yet. But just his poise and calm demeanor, obviously had a tremendous opener last week as a true freshman to come out and throw 3 touchdowns. What'd you think of your young quarterback, Malik Washington, last week?
Yeah, no, everything you said, JP, is about spot on. You know, the thing that I've always said about Malik, and I've known, you know, this kid since 8th grade youth football with the Maryland Heat program, and really targeted him as the guy that I felt could be the guy that elevates our program and puts us in a position to compete for championships, which is the goal. His maturity, man, and it just shows up. And you can tell, you know, he started a little slow and didn't get some help from his teammates with a few drops, but he also missed a couple of things himself. But that maturity that he shows and the moxie, when he walks in, he kind of has that presence that the great ones have. And I've been around some, but it's just one game on his resume. And as we all know, it's the consistency of being able to do it week in and week out. And that's what I'm excited to see him do to build upon that game from last week. I'm really excited to see what he can do here tomorrow and build on it.
What's the one thing, Coach, you want him to improve upon and also the team as they go into the second week?
I think for Malik, the big thing for him is, you know, managing the clock. A couple times we got down really low on the play clock, and, you know, we're huddling now. We've got the pro-style system that Pep Hamilton has added to our system. I'd like to see it just – we got to get a few more plays, and to me that's the quarterback is kind of the gas pedal of the offense in that, you know, getting the big guys to get up to the line of scrimmage and getting to the rhythm of how we got to – move the ball to get more plays. And then, you know, for us as a team, the run game for me stood out. We, you know, the compliment to a young, inexperienced quarterback is the ability to run the football and the work we put into the run game, the O-line development. We got two really strong backs in DeJuan Williams and Nolan Ray. I like to see us be able to be a little more productive in the run game and find ways to take some pressure, because I can tell you we didn't go into the game expecting to throw it 43 times with a freshman quarterback.
Last week, I thought your defense played pretty well, especially generating turnovers. What is the task this week? Probably a step up in competition with Northern Illinois coming to town. I mean, everybody remembers when they beat Notre Dame last year. What do you want to see from your D this week?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing there is, I mean, you think back to the first drive where we had six penalties on defense, and most of them were what I call non-competitive penalties. You know, we've got two dynamic young pass rushers in Zaire Mathis and Sidney Stewart, who both were day one starters for us. And, you know, I always talk about mistakes are progress in disguise, and especially if you get the lesson from the mistakes. And that's where, when I've talked about us making the jump that you typically make from game one to game two, it's we finally have some things on tape that we can make corrections with, especially with an inexperienced team. I mean, we got 64 guys that played their first game as a Terp in the Shell last week. And so being able to get the tape watched, evaluated on defense, you know, those non-competitive penalties that we had a couple of what I call the undisciplined variety, where we had the face mask, we had the late hit on the quarterback. Those are the two types of penalties that kind of get under your skin as a coach. So what I like to see us do on defense is continue to improve upon. And we had eight total penalties in the first quarter. And so we improved as the game went along. But I know that we won't beat good teams if we continue to have the self-inflicted wounds. So cleaning up those things will be key.
And as you go forward, I mean, how excited are you for this team? I know last year, you know, you guys, it wasn't the season you wanted coming off the bowl success, beating Auburn in Nashville, which I still think is under-talked about, to go down to SEC country and beat an SEC team.
I love it. White Brian don't like it.
White Brian does not like it. But, Lox, you've talked about having to kind of relearn how to run a college team in the era of the transfer portal and the NIL. How much different does this year feel compared to last year?
Man, it's so much different for me, JP. You know, a year ago, I was in what I call the forest, to where I couldn't see the trees. I took over play calling. I was coaching the quarterbacks. I was trying to raise money, NIL money, for my program myself. Got caught up doing probably too much. And what I've done now is reinvented putting myself back in that locker room and, you know, having dinner with my players and being able to know kind of what's going on with this team. Because a year ago, we had the entitlement, we had the selfishness, and, I mean, you guys know that in football, the it's we over me, and we've gotten back to that. We've got a young team. We've got, like I said, new guys, inexperienced guys that haven't played around here. And so what I've done is invested in the locker room and invested in the kids that we brought in. And we brought in some talented players, but now it's a matter of keeping their minds on team goals, not the individual goals, not the transactional things that a year ago was more about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Business of football. Now it needs to be about football business, and I've seen that out of this group, and I'm excited. But we really won't know who we are till we face some adversity together, and from the work that these guys have put in, I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond when we face some.
Doctor, you've known a lot of these guys when you recruit them and things like that, and you know, like I know the times are different today, but I have always felt if a coach start off with a certain level of discipline and show the players, and they show the players that you care, you can get them to do whatever you want. Is this still like that?
It is 100% like that, B. Mitch. You know, a year ago, and this is the part that, you know, people don't realize, but for 110 years, every kid's scholarship check was the same. And then last year, things started changing, and I had to teach an 18-year-old how not to worry about what little Billy has going on over in his house and to run their own race. And these are things that, as a parent, you have to teach, train, and – you know, I always talk about, you know, teaching guys how to fish instead of giving them the fish sandwich, which the money is the fish sandwich, but teaching them what comes along with these things, the responsibilities that come when you get paid. There's going to be expectations and people expect things, or how you don't worry about what other people have. You only can worry about what you have. And these are things that I didn't anticipate as a parent slash coach a year ago. And it came back to hurt us in a locker room when we faced adversity. I had a split locker room because I had haves and have-nots. And I've talked enough about that from last year, but I can tell you this team is so different. They understand right now it's about football business and that the only thing they can do to create value is to go out, play well, develop themselves as players, and everything else kind of takes care of itself. So that's where a lot of the energy has been. I really like this team because we're young and inexperienced, and we don't know what we don't know. And that for that reason, these guys will go out and they play hard, and they know we care about them around here.
Yeah, talking with Terps football coach Mike Loxley here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can give Coach Loxley a follow at Coach Lox, L-O-C-K-S. Big game tomorrow night, man. Friday night, Northern Illinois coming to town. Weather's supposed to be perfect. College Park should be bumping. Coach, I did want to say, you know, I follow you on Twitter. I know this is a rough week for you. You lost your son. I believe it was a few years ago. Yesterday was the anniversary. What are we, 8 years? 8 years gone now. And just know that me and B are thinking of you, and we're both fathers, and how tough that must be to persevere.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys. You guys are like family to me from the time I did some of the pregame stuff. And, you know, this time of year is always tough for my family because, you know, the circle of life isn't built for parents to bury children. And, you know, coaches' kids, as anybody know for me, I have an affinity for coaches' kids. I've had a bunch of them on my team because I saw what coaching when, you know, a dad takes care of everybody else's kids, it has an effect on your own. And, you know, Miko, I appreciate people keeping his name alive, and to me, that's what it's all about. You know, you don't get over it. You learn to get through it. It's very motivating because of the tragedy. It's really made me more intentional with what I do with the players in my program, and definitely appreciate you guys having us in your thoughts, man.
Definitely. Absolutely, Lox. I also, we had Boomer Esiason, a very proud Terp, on the show about an hour ago, and we did mostly an NFL preview, but I did ask Boomer about Malik. And he said he watched it. He was really impressed. And he thinks Malik might already be the best athlete.
The most athletic quarterback ever.
At Maryland. How about that praise?
Wow.
Don't tell Malik, I guess.
One game. Let's go.
Folks are excited, Lox. We are definitely excited. Yeah. And we'll be watching tomorrow night. I hope that stadium is packed and you get to enjoy yourself.
I hope so too. But either way, we're going to go out and do our best to put put a product on the field that people are going to want to come see. So come on over to Terpsville, check us out. I know we got a lot of seats available. We're excited about the direction, and we feel like we've got a really good team that'll do some special things this year.
Go check out the Terps at College Park. If you're watching on TV, it's on Big Ten Network. Thank you, Locks. Appreciate you making time, bud.
All right, fellas. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, man.
All right. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins football program, off to a 1-0 start. Really exciting young quarterback. Malik Washington could have gone anywhere in the country, anywhere, and he chose to play for Locks right
Stay home.
DMV made. I'm excited to watch Malik this season, and I'll definitely be watching tomorrow night. Give Locks a follow at Coach Locks. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is making week one even bigger with a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets every game day. That's right, $2 million. Here's how it works. Opt in and place an anytime TD bet on any week one NFL game, including tonight's matchup, using both profit boosts and using your profit boost. And if your player, the player that you pick scores either the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll earn a share of $2 million in bonus bets. First touchdown, you're in. Last touchdown, you're in. Both even better. It's just one more reason to bet on the NFL with FanDuel. So whether you've got a feeling about the opening drive or you're banking on a clutch finish, now's the time to get in on the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app today and get started. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt in. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.